hundreds of Jaguars fans brave the heat of the Florida Blue practice fields on Thursday, watching the final minicamp practice of the 2013 offseason program. Thursday's practice open to the public for the first time. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field for the final time in this offseason program on Thursday, battling 90-degree heat today, high humidity, really even hotter than Wednesday's practice. The play of the day, we were able to shoot full teamwork today. Dwayne Gratz made a great play on a pass from Chad Henne and nearly picked it off in red zone drills. He could have gone all the way down the sideline for a touchdown. It was dropped, but he made a great play on the ball today. Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley spoke to the media after practice, said he was very pleased with what the team got accomplished in the offseason program.
You know, I really wanted to make sure they understood what we're about, and I think we were looking for, you know, the main principle of competition and want to see how guys would compete. And although we don't have pads on, you can't do a lot of things that we'd like to do or can do once we get to training camp, I think we saw enough to know that we have a good, you know, competitive group of guys to work with.
And, of course, this roster has changed quite a bit from the 2012 season. Lots of turnover, new faces everywhere. But we did catch up with a few of the veteran Jaguars after practice. And overall, they're pretty pleased with the direction of the team headed into training camp.
Never satisfied. I feel like we came out here and got some good work in. We understand what's ahead of us. I think the most important thing over these next 37 days is to go out there and get better, don't get worse. Take advantage of the opportunity that we have. Everybody is out here working hard for one goal, and that's to win the championship. And I think we all understand that.
For myself, I'm never satisfied. That's just the type of person I am. But I think we have made major strides from April 1st till now. And it's exciting to see us grasp the offense and improve each week with the tempo, with the understanding of the offense each week. So, you know, it's looking good going to training camp.
I thought we did some great things out here throughout these OTAs and mini camps. Really took some big strides. But obviously, we've still got some work we got to do, and we all know that. And key to that is just this off time, you know, obviously getting our rest, but continuing to work, study our stuff, and be ready to come back and ready to go in July.
A few other notes as the Jaguars wrap up the offseason program. David Caldwell spoke to the media today. He said the plan is to have Maurice Jones-Drew ready to work in pads come training camp. That comes up at the end of July. Defensive end Austin Lane, cornerback Trey Wilson, both released by the club today. Caldwell said just to give them 5 weeks to be able to catch on somewhere else. And the Jaguars report to training camp Thursday, July 25th. They're on the field for the first time Friday, July 26th. Of course, the bulk of the team will go away for the next few weeks. Let's catch up with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, as he wraps up the offseason program.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And the hay, as they say, is in the barn. Thursday's practice ended 2013 minicamp, which means the end of the veterans' offseason. Where do we stand entering summer vacay? Was the offseason a success? Well, the offense is installed, and we know it's up-tempo and quarterback-friendly, and we know we're gearing up for an honest-to-goodness quarterback competition come training camp. The defense is installed, too, and we know it's going to look different with as many as 7 new starters and a lot of press coverage, if not a lot of blitzing. We know Gus Bradley is liking more about this team. These guys are starting to get what he means by competition, which means they're buying in. That was one goal of the offseason. Another was to get all the knowledge in all the players' heads so when the pads go on, real competition can begin. That will be what training camp is about. And that should be intense with a ton of storylines. That's going to mean camp battles with jobs on the line. And it's going to mean a lot of decisions for the coaches and the front office. More disturbingly, it's going to mean a ton of work for the Ozone. But that's for later, because now, well, now the hay is in the barn. And the Ozone, well, the Ozone is on vacation.
Well, remember, kids, wear sunscreen. Lots of sunscreen in some cases. Over the next few weeks, we'll present our Rookie 101 series, an in-depth look at some of the new faces for the Jaguars, including the entire draft class. Less football, more personality. Here's a sneak preview of our visit with Denard Robinson.
Denard Robinson, Officer Weapon, University of Michigan.
You're on the cover of the NCAA football game. Then you got a big smile on your face.
The other day I went by GameStop and I looked and I'm like, it's really me.
And remember, we'll start that Rookie 101 series on Monday right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for the offseason program, and that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars. This is J.P. Shadrick.